The People's Commune will be the bridge that will carry China towards the socialist paradise. The Commune experimented with a completely new way of life. All private property was abolished. Houses, animals, land, and production tools became collective property. Nurseries and free, compulsory schools liberated women from their maternal duties so they could work in the fields. The family unit disappeared, and children were made to live by the new rules of collective life. The individual was nothing more than a cog in a big machine.
The furniture was seized for firewood, and everything that could be destroyed was destroyed. The pigs, the sheep, everything was collectivized. Even the pots and pans were seized because families weren't allowed to cook.
The aim was to force the peasants to take their meals in the commune's collective canteens. In some of them, they even abolished money. A system of work points was established. Food was distributed according to merit, i.e., each person's capacity to fulfill the production objectives. The notion of wages disappeared.
It was compulsory to turn up every day. If your name wasn't on the attendance list, you were punished and you lost work points. The fewer work points you earned, the less food they gave you. Oh, it was miserable. I can tell you that life was brutal for everyone at that time, except the cadres. Those people lived well.
From 1958 onwards, the cities are quite literally protected from the countryside. People are not allowed to just move about freely. A farmer who brings a cow to market will need to travel with a permit from his local cadre. People who try to flee the countryside are sent back